All right. So on to that pedal thing.
All right, cool. That pedal thing. What do you got, man?
Oh, no, we're supposed to talk about what's new first, right?
Oh, do we have an order?
I
don't think we have an order. We can do that pedal thing. It's fine.
Okay, that pedal thing. I'm talking about the Eviltone Tap Echo today.
Oh, okay, cool. I like that.
Yeah, and I am, I like it too. So it is like a 600, I think right around 600 millisecond delay. Obviously, if you look at the graphic on it and stuff, tap and echo are close enough to each other that you see that they're kind of hinting at there's some tape echo sound to it.
Okay.
Because it can do the whole like modulated, like little bit of wobble to a full on like sounds like flangey vibrato deal.
Okay, cool. That's cool.
Yeah. And I first got to play with it at the Salt Lake City one day event. And he brought one out.
Who puts that on, by the way?
Some hack. Some dude just trying to stay relevant in the guitar world.
Isn't that what everyone's doing, though?
Yeah, pretty much.
In all fairness. Like, even the big boys are trying to stay relevant, so you're fine.
Yeah. Hey, that is actually pretty true. But, yeah, it gets wacky. So he wanted to show me. He's like, yeah. He's like, I know that. And his name's Zach, by the way, of Eviltone. And he's like, yeah, it does the normal tap echo, like tape echo sound, and you can be normal and get really good usable sounds. He's like, but check this out. And then he twists some knobs, and one of the rhythm division settings on it is like dotted triple eighth notes, like triplet eighth notes, which I don't know that there's any real actual like use for that in the world, like other than just to be crazy and rad and awesome. So I really dug it. You know how I like my noise makers and whatnot.
I thought you were going to say your doilies. I really like my doilies.
I like my doilies.
Dude, you got to take a picture of it on a doily now. About to go to like a grandmother's house.
Find a doily.
Get a doily and take a picture for Instagram on a doily. Oh, man, that'd be great.
All right. I'll see what I can scrounge up.
We'll make an Instagram called that doily thing. And
hey.
It's not bad.
Not bad at all. Yeah, so that's my deal. We got, good knob feel. We've got six knobs total, in fact, and two stomps, one of them being the tap. So, you got a good knob to dollar ratio. Which is important. It will not fit in your mouth. Not in the least.
You know what? I'm out.
Yeah, sorry, man.
That's a deal breaker for me.
I mean, you might be able to get a corner or something, but I wouldn't risk anything more than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's one that I really enjoy playing with Ryan Poole, a friend of mine, not a friend of our show. He used it for, I think, almost on every guitar track on an album that he produced last year, because he borrowed the whole Eviltone board from me. And he's like, oh, that's exactly the sound I wanted. I was trying to go for this, like, washy Beach Boys vibe thing, and it did it on every track. I'm like, cool. So, yeah, that's my plug for that.
Now, what's the dollar amount on that?
I should have it memorized, but I think it's around $300, $329-ish. I should know.
That's a thing. I'm going to his site now because I wanted to look at. Because as you talked about it, I often go and look at it. So
yeah,
I'm not saying it says the price on there, but
oh, I'm sure I know it says the price on there.
Okay, then I'll tell you the price in a moment.
Yeah,
it is $349.
$349. Okay.
Yep.
But I do know that if you message me or him before somebody wants to order it, I can get you a free shipping code usually. So that's cool.
Nice.
Yeah,
I like his stuff. I think it sounds really good. The stuff I played you know, I played like the Evil Tone board or whatever that you had at your place, and I was like, this stuff sounds really good.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. And it's kind of cool how it's all, you know, I've got that board all set up so that I can like, I can throw it before whatever other board or after whatever other board I'm working with too, and just kind of also helps you, you know, like change pedal order in different ways. So
yeah. Well, I think one of the things is we're kind of a no bull kind of guys, and like if you didn't like it, you wouldn't be pushing it, you know.
Right.
And you know, like we do get ourselves in trouble, but we like a lot of stuff, so it sounds like we shill a lot, you know, because we do. But like you and I like pedals a lot,
yes.
So that can definitely sometimes it makes it sound like we just, you know, oh, they think everything's great. Well, everything kind of has a place in a lot of this stuff, but the garbage stuff we kind of just don't talk about it.
Right, and his stuff is good. I really enjoy playing it. And
oh no, that was a great pedal. Yeah,
it doesn't hurt that he is a good dude too.
Yeah, totally.
So,
like, if I had anything negative to say about it, is the graphics aren't super flashy, which is fine.
Yeah,
you know, people buy pedals for multiple reasons. Some it's because it's flashy. Some because it has a cool graphic. Some because it's like the newest thing out. Some because it just sounds good. And I think that falls in the category. It just sounds good.
Well, I know, you know, one of his mottos is that he's making stuff to be roadworthy. And so, like, flashy, you know, isn't a priority.
Right, right.
So.
Yeah, he's trying to put gear in people's hands that are going to use it. Yep.
Yep.
That makes sense. Cool.
Yeah, so what are you going to talk about?
My allergies and how I can't stop coughing?
Lord.
Okay. Oh man, it's been brutal because the weather's been all over the place. It was 97. Well, it was like 85. Then it's 97. Then it's been 70, like mid to high 70s now. And it's like just pick a number. So yeah. So anyways, I am going to do the Earthquaker Devices Spires. Yes. Now that's a pedal I wanted to get my hands on for a long time, and it just never happened. You know, it's like one of those things you put it in your cart and you drool all over it. And then you're like, oh, and then, you know, the wife yells down to you and says, oh, the kids need shoes. And you're like, okay. You know, like it's one of those things where I just totally like every time seem to like, you know, not be able to pull the trigger, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a dual fuzz. The green side is it's new fuzz, which is like, if I remember, it's a older style of fuzz, like Russian, like older style fuzz.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure on that. I'm not.
I think
that's what it was.
I'm like, that seems familiar, but I'm like having trouble visualizing it in my head. All right,
I'll look it up.
No, keep talking.
I don't want to say that.
You keep talking about it.
You look it up and on. And then the red side is one of their pedals that was pretty popular, which is the Dream Crusher. The Dream Crusher, they stopped making it. So
what's the Dream Crusher based on?
That is a germanium fuzz. So I don't know the information of what they say, you know, because like everybody says, not a lot of people say, oh, it's our take on this. They just say germanium fuzz but. It's to me, it sounded kind of like the Germanium Big Muff in a way. I don't know if you've ever played one of those. So it's, it kind of sounded like that, way less controls because it's only a two knob. But yeah, I like that. I had one by itself and I really liked it. The only problem is the original was like reverse polarity to like my one spot that I had. So I had to have like a separate like power supply, so it was like a little bit annoying. And then they fixed it and they made another one like with the regular polarity, but I just, you know, I just flipped it and bought something else, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, basically it's got your, both pedals have two knobs and you just have some fun with it. It's great sounding fuzz. I think it sounds really good on bass, and then on guitar it sounds great. So I wasn't disappointed at all now that I've been able to play it. It's two very different takes on fuzz. So you don't feel like, hey, I just bought another Big Muff clone. You know, it sounds, they sound different. So if you're looking for like a different flavor of fuzz, this is definitely a good way to go. Cause it's, you're getting two distinctly different ones. And, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well here, so this is why I've heard of the new fuzz, the NU fuzz before. So it looks like Rosac or Rosac, is like the original manufacturer of the vintage stuff back in the day. But Hallmark Guitars was doing a reissue of it, and it looks like they had like hired the original designer of it
to make it.
There's also something about somebody else too, so
yeah. Oh yeah, so, that's like a wah, right? Like,
well, there was a wah version and a standalone. It looks like the Moserite Fuzzrite was similar.
Okay.
Or it was based on the Moserite, or the Moserite was based on it or something.
Gotcha.
Yeah, definitely a interesting fuzz history there. I'm not going to do a bunch of reading into
No. But that, at least I knew I was on the right page. Ooh, that old one is cool.
The Hallmark new fuzz, 240. Wow. $240, $280, $315 for the original. $900 for a Rosac New Fuzz Green 1970s.
Yes, that's the one I saw, and I thought that looked good.
Yeah.
That looked cool.
Whew.
But not $900 cool.
Earthquaker Devices Spires, $155.
Dude, $200, two fuzz pedals. You can't beat it.
Yeah.
So, I think my only qualm, which I don't think it's a bad thing, because I get what they're doing, I would love to run them together.
Mm, yeah.
And they run independently. So you basically buy two. You got to buy two. Yeah. You got to buy two. Yeah. There's basically, you turn it on, one button's to turn it on, the next one's a channel. So you're just switching between the two channels, which though is super fun. I played when I was playing it on bass, just switching between them, you know, you could do something different for your chorus versus, you know, against your verse. So it was fun. I really liked it.
Nice.
Cool. So you guys all learned a little bit of history, and we did that pedal thing. So now on to our next topic.